This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by Metashare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
Hey, what's going on? I am Brandt. Producer Sherry's here too. Among the things we'll be talking about this hour, the number one song at funerals. This is so interesting to me. Kind of surprised by this. We'll tell you that. Plus, what was this thing I just scritched down? Here was something really good.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
That says Saintly Doubtly Griff.
Doubtly Griff.
Okay.
We'll be joined by Doubtly Griff and his band. Come up here.
I don't know what that's like.
There's other stuff. I wanted to have something besides the funeral thing. There's a lot of stuff. It's good. Doubtly Griff will join us. He'll be good. Let's say that you're a believer in God. You trust Jesus with your life. You're not feeling it today. Let's just say you're not feeling it. Not feeling spiritual, not super excited about your faith or anything. I think that's a lot of us. Maybe most, I don't know. But life is about being faithful anyway. Right? It doesn't make it inauthentic if you're faithful without feeling it. It really doesn't. It just means you're a human being and you still want to be faithful. It's interesting too, because there's this part of the Bible where God just goes off on religious shows and people, on stage or using flowery religious language or making a bunch of noise, like, look at me, I'm so, look at us, we've got this great religious thing going. But their hearts aren't faithful. They're not taking care of the poor. They don't care about other people. They don't love their neighbors. They're unjust. And so in Amos 5, God goes off on the show. He's like, you know what I want? I'm basically quoting here. You know what I want? I want justice. I want righteousness. I want rivers of it, he says. And the great thing about that, I actually like that, because as somebody who's not always feeling it, and I'm not always just swept away by the emotion or anything, like, I can still do what God actually wants, because he didn't say, I want you to be swept away by emotion. I want you to put on a big show today. Like, he wants me to be faithful, and I can do that. This is good news. What's up? My name is Brandt. Glad you're listening to the program. It's a very legitimate program, just as good as other radio shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not only that, I bet you we also have breaking
news. We do. We have breaking animal news. News has just broken at the Breaking Animal News Desk. I'm Brandt Hanson. Here is news from Tasmania. Check this out. Imagine leaving your house, right? A typical town. I mean, it's in Tasmania, but it's a typical town, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you go out to get in your Toyota Corolla, and it's currently being crushed by a giant seal.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That has to be terrible.
200-kilogram seal. I don't know what that equals, but that's a big seal. Yeah. I can see a picture of him crushing a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
He just fell asleep on it. They didn't know what to do. What do we do? It's giant. A little background on this. They know this seal locally from the beach down the road.
Oh, it's a friendly seal. A seal that's known. The town seal, so to speak.
And here is the problem. They call him, and it's a him, Lou Seal. They think that's funny.
Well, they don't know his last name, as they ever told them,
but
guys.
Lou Seal. They see.
I know.
So he's called Lou Seal.
I understand that, right? Yeah, I get it.
Maybe. He doesn't like it.
And he crushed a Toyota to teach him a lesson. That's poor behavior.
I don't know.
If Lou's last name is Jenkins, tell us.
I don't know.
And we'll call you Lou Jenkins, but...
Lou Seal's heart. But if I'm him, there's probably some pain there. There's probably some pain.
So he acted out.
And he acted out.
Hurt
and did
seals,
he do it inappropriately? Maybe not. But if you're going to crush a Corolla, maybe it's years of pain that's gone into that from being called Lucille, and you don't... appreciate it.
This is editorializing. This is not news.
With news and comment, I'm Brandt Hanson. Pretty cool conversational tip for you today. As soon as, because people, I've noticed humans like to talk about the weather. It's just a thing they're really dialed into.
True.
And so when they do that, if somebody says, wow, it feels pretty cool today, you can say, actually, we're 3 million miles closer to the sun than we are during the summer. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. You would think it'd be way warmer. Mm-hmm. We're 1 mile. I mean, 1 mile, I think, well, we're a little warmer. Mm-hmm. 3 million miles we're closer to the sun right now than we are during the summer. And that's something that you can bring up to add to the conversation that people can respect.
I don't know that they, if it's cold out, it's cold out. Who cares how close we are to the sun?
Normally we're 91 million miles.
Rant.
So you can bring that up and then people will respect you.
You think? Mm-hmm. You really do believe that?
I've seen it happen. They won't laugh. They won't guffaw. They won't snort. They won't snort.
Okay.
And they'll finally respect
all
you.
All right.
This may be surprising to you. It may not. Just thought this was interesting. I mean, you've probably been to a funeral. This is part of human life. It's sad. But the number one song they sing at UK funerals, so this is a survey done in the United Kingdom, the number one song is not Amazing Grace.
That's what I would have thought.
Which is, yeah, I think a lot of us would have guessed that. It's My Way. Like, I Did It My Way, the Sinatra song.
Wow. That's a statement
it
at
sure
the end
is.
Of your life.
It's funny, too, because, like, the word human means humble. It's from the same root word. It's humus in Latin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, like, hummus. It means from the ground. We're made out of dirt. And the only reason this pile of dirt that you're listening to is conscious at all, or you have consciousness, God breathed life into us. He's it. And he tells us to be humble. So there's our creator doing it. We can't be the captains of our own ship. We can pretend for a while until we get that one phone call or something happens, or we're talking to a doctor and we get some really bad news and then reality hits. But I say we start being humble now and we trust God because we're made out of dirt. We were talking about humility, and look, none of us tend that direction. We all tend to make ourselves the center of the universe and all that sort of stuff. But
even that's hard to admit. A lot of people can't even admit that.
That's true. That we struggle with it.
Yeah.
If you're an addict in recovery, you've come to a point where you just had to say, you know what? This doesn't work. Me at the center just does not work. It fails. This struck me, though. I just had a conversation. I have a friend who had a heroin addiction and was arrested. He's just gone through a lot last 10 years or so. And he was arrested and he spent time in jail for quite a while. And as soon as he got out of jail, after, you know, being sobered up or whatever you want to call it, being clean, he went right back to it. And I had a conversation with his mom recently, and his mom asked him, what happened in your head? Because he's real honest. I love this guy. Like, what happened in your head? Like, you were clean and you went right back to the stuff that you knew was killing you. And he said, I knew I wasn't done with it yet. Like, there's something in us where we put God off that way too, whether we know we're addicted to ourselves or not. We haven't come to the end of ourselves yet. We want to keep trying the way the world works, a little bit more. We haven't totally been destroyed.
Man.
And the funny thing is, you can even really be destroyed and everybody else can see it except you. And it's another reason for humility to say, God, I want to be at the end of myself now before I destroy everything I have, before I destroy everybody around me. I want to come to the end of myself. For my friend, thankfully, he's clean again and he's always on the precipice, but he did reach a point where he's like, this, I'm done. So this is the season after the big holidays where we talk about throwing things away and getting organized and that sort of stuff. I've seen advertisements for this storage system and that one, and here's some stuff. Things you need to throw away. Found a list from some experts.
Oh, good.
Old sponges.
What?
That's always a good idea.
Like, okay, sponges that you've used and they're just... okay.
Dead plants.
Sure.
Who's keeping dead plants around the house? Seriously, I haven't even looked at this list before
sponges.
This.
Old sponges, okay. Old sponges, like, dead plants.
You wait till after Christmas to, you know what, I got a pile of dead plants and old sponges in the living room.
And what better time than now?
Well, let's wait till after Christmas and then I'll take care of that. But I don't have time right now.
Right.
I'll just it's a busy push it over
season.
There so we have some space for the tree. And then, no, we'll just throw some lights over the sponge pile. And then... Anyway, also, this is my problem. Books you've already read.
Oh, man.
Stack of magazines you'll never have time to read. I have magazines, like journals.
As do I.
That I have read,
but
I will keep.
Why are you doing that?
Because cross-reference, and also so that I can go back find them in case I'm asked to write a paper about them.
No way.
I do.
Do you really?
I feel like somebody's going to ask me for information about that particular thing.
Isn't there a bunch of books that you have not looked at in years and years and years? You just keep moving them from location to location.
Yes.
Okay.
Back and forth across the United States of America.
Me too.
God has appointed unto me a box of books that must be taken.
And I will be faithful.
Hither and yon. Every now and then, we need to say this in case you're new to the show. My name is Brant, and producer Sherry is here as well. But please know, we are not trying to... We'll talk about God and Jesus and faith and what God is like and stuff. We're not trying to control you or even make you a better Christian or a better moral person or anything. I have no interest in that at all. Can't do it. Once I've got me totally under control, maybe I'll try it. I'll give it a shot. I'll try to control you. Still got to concern myself with me for now. That said, we do hope to introduce you without controlling you, without an agenda for you. We hope to introduce you to a God we think you're yearning for. Like the Father deep down that you are really, really wanting, even if you don't know it yet. I think you need to meet him, and I need to know more of him. So that's where we're coming from. See a lot of religious stuff on social media and things that get shared and stuff, and that's great. What I don't see very much, I think I would see more, which would be like people just being honest about stuff they're going through and then pointing out how God plays a role in that or why God is good. Not in a preachy way. And understanding, like you've probably got people who are friends or followers or whatever who aren't believers. You can still respect them and say what God's doing in your life or how good Jesus is. Something you just read, maybe about how good God is. And even acknowledge them and say, hey, I know not all of you are believers. I get it. Just wanted to let you know. And so, most people, the vast majority of people, are fine with that.
What? They're probably subconsciously yearning for it. I think we underestimate how much people want to know that God is good.
Totally. People are spiritually starved. And it's not like you have to step up on a big pedestal. It's just your Facebook page or your Twitter or whatever. You could say some good things about Jesus himself and not just about religious things. I hope that makes sense.
It does.
And then again, acknowledging people who don't believe in it. I got plenty of people like that to follow me. Tons. And I think they'd be weirded out if I didn't do that stuff because that's who I am. If somebody's so annoyed that they can't even hear you say, you know, I appreciate what God's done in my life, like, well, I don't know what to say about that. That's who you are. Welcome to you. My name is Brant and producer Sherry is here too. She bids you welcome as well.
I do. I absolutely do.
Good. Glad you underlined that. The reason we're big on welcome because a lot of people join the show and they have no idea what's going on. They're just like, man, that guy, he's really dry. She's really awesome. How do we get just her?
No.
I had a guy, never mind. Guy said, hey, I gave your book, talking about my book that mm-hmm. I wrote to, so I gave my book to a client mm-hmm. and I got a note back that said, hey, I love the book. Mm-hmm. I listened to the guy's podcast and mm-hmm. I hate it.
I thought that was so funny.
Like, that happens a lot. When people first start listening, it happens. Dear. Please give us a little bit of time and hopefully we can be friends. People really struggle with this. This may include you too, and that is hypocrites. People who call themselves Christians or religious people or they're in churches and they don't live it. And that is a problem. And yet, as somebody who has the same struggle, like I look and I wish this made a bigger difference in people's lives. I don't understand why it doesn't. Even in my own life, I can feel like a hypocrite. At the same time, if you get a doctor and he's really overweight and he evaluates you and does a bunch of tests and he finds out that you need to lose some weight and you could die if you don't, the diagnosis isn't invalidated by the hypocritical doctor. Okay, it's still, the truth is the truth. And the fact that he's not living it doesn't change it. Again, it doesn't let a hypocrite off the hook. It doesn't let me off the hook if I behave in a hypocritical manner. But the diagnosis that we've got this sin problem doesn't go away. In fact, everybody believes in it. Everybody knows that the world's messed up and we tend towards selfishness. We get it. The diagnosis still stands. and they're still a great physician, even if the people who are relaying the news aren't living it. I have good news about your organs.
Yep.
Your internal organs. I have good news. About, and you're thinking, wait, I'm just listening to the radio. You're talking about my internal? Yes.
Yes, you.
Yes, I am. I'm here as soon as this overwrought fanfare that goes on a little bit too long wraps up. I will share
the important news about your organs that I have for you. There's still another 11 seconds. I can see the countdown. This is great.
Yeah, it really is.
It really
builds
is.
Up.
Okay. This is good.
Could be anticlimactic.
How often do you get good news about your organs, though?
Not often, Brant. Not often.
You have a new organ. Yeah, it's called the mesentery. And they've just declared it an organ. Now, we've always had it. Mm-hmm. We didn't know it was a separate organ, though. But now they go, no, it meets the criteria. And it's attached to your digestive system. I'm not going to get a lot more into detail about what the mesentery does.
I think that's wise.
Yeah, plus I don't understand it. So, but you have one, and I want you to, you can share news all day long. You have meetings and whatnot.
Is there anything else we need to do with this information, or just pass it along?
Just pass it along.
Okay. Right.
That's an unfortunate way to describe news about.
I don't even know what else to do with it.
The digestive system. So we're going to delete this. When it airs live, we'll go back and then delete that part. And then, that way you won't have to hear it, because it was... Yeah, I can't believe
ill-placed.
You said that.
Oh, no, it's my fault.
I can't believe you would use that phraseology in this instance.
Sure.
I personally am offended, and I'm writing the station a harshly worded letter. I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, you may be like this, which is why I bring this up. It's not about me, but I'm not, by nature, a super confident person. Okay? Just not. You can ask Sherry. Every time we take our headphones off, I'm like, oh, man, I stink. This said, I can do this job. I mean, maybe you can do yours with some confidence, because it's not about you. It's about the fact that apparently God saw fit. If you trust God with your life, apparently he saw fit to put you where you are.
Mm-hmm.
He chose you for maybe your nurse on that floor. Yep, with those people. That's you. Mm-hmm. He thought, this is this person I want for this. And same thing goes for me. Again, it's not confidence or some kind of arrogance about, well, I'm all that. It's just God has confidence in you. He chose you. Those kids you have to be a mom to or a dad to, yeah, you. News item, it's unlikely that today's babies will be driving cars.
Okay.
Now, as somebody who's long been an observer of babies,
mm-hmm.
held some. Right. Including my own.
Yes, yeah, two of your own.
I don't want them driving cars.
That's good. Good point.
They're very selfish. They don't think about other people, certainly on the road. They don't pay attention for very long. They fall asleep.
Almost instantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their motor skills are a little off.
Yeah. Just the slobbering and the staring. They'll lock on to something, too. That's not safe. If you just lock on, horse. And then you watch that the whole time you drive by it, you're going to hit something. So
that's true.
You know, I don't know where they're going with this. Mm-hmm. I didn't read the article.
Right.
I just saw the headline. As far as I'm concerned, that's fine with me. Keep the babies out
away
of the driver's.
Because
they can't even drive when they have a rear-facing seat. Think about that.
That's a good point, Brant.
How are you
going to
do it? How are you going to do
it? You can't.
Talk about introverts and extroverts a lot on the show, because we have one of each on the show. Very squarely an introvert, I am, and producer Sherry. Very squarely an extrovert.
Mm-hmm.
And look, God loves us all, right? But here's a problem we introverts have. And we can make excuses for ourselves that go something like, well, you know what? I'm just not a people person. So, yeah, I guess, you know, that's just me. So I'm on my own. I don't have to be kind to everybody. You know, I'm not a people person. I'm good at other stuff. Some of that's true, but I know this, and I'm speaking as an introvert. Big fat excuse not to love people. It's not okay. I've known people who are, you know, on stage Christians or whatever, and they're like, well, I'm just not a people person. Well, make yourself one, because I see Jesus being a people person. He may not have felt like it all the time. I'm not saying you have to constantly be partying with everybody and yucking it up. I know that. But just, I have to be for people. I can't just be annoyed by them and walk off. I can't be the way I live. So Jamie Grace, one of the artists perhaps that you have heard, has a new album coming out next month. And she's announced that it's called The Happy Song. It's the name of the album. Now, I don't know what's triggering that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Pharrell had some success with Pharrell.
Sorry. I thought you said Pharaoh. And no, I was like, wow, this is going to be an interesting tie-in.
Now, if we go back to the ancient Egyptians, they had some hits on their hands with happy stuff. You know what? I have this problem, and this is a problem that afflicts a lot of homeschool kids. Even though I wasn't homeschooled, mm-hmm. we homeschool our kids. Like, I know how to spell his name.
Yes.
P-H-A-R-R-E-L.
Yes. L-L.
L-L. I know exactly how to spell it, but I don't know how to say stuff. So I say the words wrong.
Okay. Oh, because you say it the way you would spell it, the way it sounds.
I'm not conversing about Pharrell.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing.
I understand that. Yeah, we get it.
Anyway, I like it that she's doing the happy song. I think that's great. I hope it's an incredibly happy album. That's mm-hmm. right. Yeah. You know why? Because it's too easy to write glum songs all the time. Mm-hmm. And people associate, we've talked about this, people associate spirituality with being solemn.
And sad and slow.
And sad and down. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can joke around, but when we get spiritual, now it's time. Mm-hmm. Let's get really solemn. And I think it's too bad because I think God likes happy. I think he created joy too. There's a time for that, right? One of the most watched TV things of the last year, TV networks, was HGTV.
I love that. Network, I really do.
Do you?
I do.
Now, why? Because they discussed that in this. It beat CNN during election year.
Yes.
It beat CNN.
Number one reason why is because none of that is on there.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
And by that, I mean stuff that gets your blood boiling.
Mm-hmm.
I find I watch it. Mm-hmm. When I'm at the gym, I'll make sure the channel's on that. Mm-hmm. Precisely because now they have monitors going on with news, all the different news networks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of it.
Yep.
I want to be able to, can we just see people? Yeah. Everything have to be politicized?
No, my blood does boil when they pick the house that I didn't
Okay, my blood boils too at that. And also, in the idea that, wait a second, that was not that easy. You guys, like, we took a commercial break and we came back and that room.
House is gorgeous.
Yeah, don't. I know they show some of it, but not like, all right. But besides that, it's really peaceful. Mm-hmm. And people, like, not everything has to be politicized. And interestingly, people have gone after the network for just that reason. Chip and Joanna Gaines, who are on, they don't discuss this stuff. They're just fixing houses. Mm-hmm. But somebody find, oh, what do they think about this? They haven't said. And so it's like, can we have one place
where none of that is there? Because that, I guarantee that's going to be a peaceful place.
Uh-huh. So IKEA has a request for you, and they don't mean it in a mean way. It's just a kind request that IKEA would like you to observe, and that is to not sleep on the furniture at the store anymore.
Well, they shouldn't make it look so inviting and so comfortable. That's the problem.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. And also, you guys, you made a maze out of your store.
And we can't get out.
Can't get out.
You need a nap.
Right. And so if a guy is with his wife, let's say, and she's excited. She's mm-hmm. stimulated, so she's awake.
Yes, right.
But he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And he's caught in a trap, and it's just one bed after another set up in a bedroom. You're going to give in after all. Because you can't escape. You can't go like, I'm at TJ Maxx. They usually have mm-hmm. a little bench up front.
Yes, right.
You go sit there, get mm-hmm. on my phone,
mm-hmm.
do stuff.
You can't do that
Mm-mm.
there.
There's nowhere to go. So next thing you know, you're sitting down. Next thing you know, you're propped up on one arm.
You know, in the beginning, I thought we were speaking hypothetically, but now.
No, I know.
I feel like maybe.
Next thing you're like, well, I'm already on one arm. I'm propped up. this pillow feel here. And next, so you guys are partially to blame for that, IKEA.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brad and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.